Good morning. Today we continue our series in John's Gospel. We continue to explore the story of a man born blind, a beggar on the edge of society, who Jesus had healed. This story is recorded for us in John chapter 9. This morning we are looking at John chapter 9, verses 5 through to 12. This is how it reads according to the New King James Version. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore, they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. The man in the story had never seen a sunrise, the temple's splendor, or his mother's smile. Blind from birth, he begged outside the temple precincts. Scholars believe his condition kept him excluded from the temple, the symbol of God's presence. He lived both literally and spiritually on the outside. This blind beggar powerfully illustrates humanity's condition before God. We are born spiritually blind, estranged from God's presence, unable to see his kingdom, and we live in spiritual darkness. Without Christ, we are alienated from God, without fellowship with God, and we know only spiritual darkness. This blind man is a picture of humanity's lostness in sin, and he reflects our need for a Savior. Drawing here four observations from Pastor Richard D. Phillips's commentary on the Gospel of John, please note, firstly, the man was outside the temple, the place of God's presence. Sin bars us from God. It corrupts us, blinds us to God's ways. Sin causes people not to grasp that Christ is God's remedy for sin. Only through Christ's death, burial, resurrection, and ascension can sin be dealt with and we enter God's presence. Secondly, though the Savior was near, the blind man could not see him. Jesus saw the man as he left the temple, but the man could not see Jesus. We too are born spiritually blind. Sin prevents us from understanding spiritual things. Psalm 82 verse 5 says, they have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3 and verse 3, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, the natural person finds the things of the Spirit to be foolish. Thirdly, no one else could heal him. Good deeds, wealth, or sympathy could not restore his sight. He needed help from outside himself. Only Jesus could open his eyes. Jesus still opens blind eyes today, especially the eyes of the spiritually blind. Fourthly, the man was hopelessly blind. He had accepted darkness as his permanent condition. We don't read of him crying out for healing. Apart from Christ, we are without hope. Yet Jesus declared in John 9 verse 5, I am the light of the world. Man could find no way to God, so God came to man with power to save. In verse 6, we see the miracle begin. He, Jesus, spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. No one had asked Jesus to act. The man did not cry out. Jesus took the initiative. Nothing the man did merited healing. This is sovereign grace at work. This is God's unmerited favor to the undeserving. Romans 5 verse 8 tells us, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus willingly entered the mess of human need. Unlike the priests inside the temple, Jesus met the outcast where he was. The clay on the eyes symbolizes the Spirit's work in opening blind hearts. We may feel unseen, unworthy, or trapped in darkness, yet Jesus sees us. His grace is not earned. It is God's free gift, as per Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Jesus today invites us to trust his methods, even when they seem strange. Grace came to this blind man as mud mixed with saliva, yet it carried divine power. Jesus then commanded the blind man, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." The pool's water came from the Temple Mount, the place of sacrifice. Jesus points us to the true cleansing, the blood of the Lamb of God. When Jesus said, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," that was a command, not a suggestion. God commands all people everywhere to repent, as per Acts chapter 17, verse 30. It is a gracious invitation. God in Isaiah 1, verse 18 said, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The distance to Siloam was about half a mile. Healing was not far away if the blind man obeyed. Your spiritual healing is near. Jesus is closer than you think, but you must be washed in his sin-cleansing blood. The word Siloam means sent. Jesus is the one sent by the Father to bring salvation. The healing symbolizes the spiritual illumination we need to see God's light. The Greek language shows that the healing of the man born blind was a one-time event. Once healed, the man did not need to wash again. So it is with salvation. When Jesus opens your spiritual eyes, it is once for all time and eternity. Despite his challenges, the blind man obeyed and made his way through the streets to get to the pool of Siloam. In going and washing, he showed trust and confidence in Jesus. His obedience became the channel through which God's grace flowed, bringing sight. It is not enough to know about Jesus. We must trust and obey him. If you want to come out of spiritual darkness, do what Jesus commands. The man's washing was faith in action, opening his physical eyes. Friends, when Jesus calls you to repent, forgive, or step out in faith amid uncertainty, the thing to do is to obey. Like the blind man, trust his command and obey. Obedient faith leads to transformation. Jesus first sends us to the cross for cleansing, then into a life freed from darkness and sin. If you have never trusted Christ, he sees you now. His grace is freely offered. Come to him, obey his call, and receive your spiritual sight, which is valid for both time and for eternity. May the Lord open our eyes to behold his glory. Until we meet next week, may Christ bless you greatly.